Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And happy Sunday. Thank you. I heard a few happy Sundays. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we hear of the Annunciation when the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and she obediently and confidently says yes to God's plan for her. And there are so many big things that happen in this gospel, right? The angel's greeting to Mary saying that she is full of grace, not just in that moment, but she's been that way since her very conception, that her whole existence has been filled with God's presence. We could talk about the big things that happens when the Lord is with us, right? That happens throughout the scriptures, and a lot of big things happen. They're not always good things, right? But there are always important things that happen when the Lord says that he is with us. Or how this child will be different from all the other children, how he will be wholly the Son of God. We will fulfill the promise that God made to make a kingdom out of David that will last forever. But I actually don't want to talk about any of those big things in today's gospel. Instead, I want to talk about what I think is just the little thing of the gospel. Because all those big things have to do with what God is doing through Mary and in this moment. But I wonder what he just wanted to do for her. What little thing that God wanted to do for Mary when the angel Gabriel appeared to her? Because I think in all the things that the angel says to Mary, all he's really trying to do is to say, Mary, you don't have to change anything. Mary, you are good just as you are. Good enough to be the mother of the Messiah. And yes, I'm going to do great and amazing things that you can hardly even conceive because of this. But don't worry, because you don't have to change a thing, right? You're good just as you are to receive that gift. Brothers and sisters, this week when I was praying with that gospel, that's all I kept hearing God say to me. Right? That so often as we've reflected on this weary world and trying to find the joy that God wants to give us, I often get in a bit of a frenzy to want to do more things and to fix all the stuff. Right? Whether that's stuff outside of me or stuff in my own personal life. And I just wondered, that's so far from what Mary felt in this moment. Sure, she was preserved from sin, but I'm sure she had certain doubts about raising a child, let alone the Savior of the world. And yet in this moment, all God wants to say is, don't worry about all that stuff. Don't feel like you have to change everything in this moment, for I will provide for you. I think that's the peace and the joy he wants us to realize in this year. Similar to what the prophet was telling David in the first reading, right? David has a very good desire to want to make this temple, this beautiful dwelling place for God. And at first, the prophet Nathan says, sure, I mean, that sounds like a good idea. Go ahead. And then after praying and receiving this inspiration from the Lord, Nathan goes back to David and he says, actually, don't do that. We know from history they will eventually build a temple for the dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant. But what God wants to tell David in this moment is, David, you don't need to do more stuff. You don't need to change anything in order for me to give you this gift, to make of you a great house and a kingdom that will last forever. Just like the angel Gabriel was telling Mary that she didn't need to change anything, it's exactly what Nathan and God were telling to David, that they were good enough just the way they were. Not that that meant that they were perfect and there weren't things to work on, but that God would come and be present with them even in their imperfection, even in the messiness of their life, he would come and dwell with them. Brothers and sisters, in our weary world of 2020, God wants to come dwell with us. He wants to come and be present with us, especially as we rejoice in his birth at Christmas. So So let us this Sunday in this fourth week of Advent allow ourselves just to receive that gift. To realize, sure, there's plenty more things that we need to do, maybe earthly preparations we need to make. Maybe it's preparations and ways that we need to clear the way in our own hearts for God. But let us put those aside and just allow the Lord to love us as we are. To realize that just like Mary and David, we don't have to change anything for him to come to us. All we have to do is be one.